In India, gunmen have attacked a Hindu temple, killing at least 29 people and injuring many more. The assailants are believed to be still inside the temple. The assault took place in the western part of the country, in Gujarat state, where there has been a great deal of Hindu-Muslim violence. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, there are fears that today's attack will spark a new round of communal fighting there and exacerbate tensions between India and Pakistan as well.
Eyewitnesses interviewed on local television say the attacker's car pulled up in front of the temple late this afternoon. The men were armed with assault rifles and grenades. They jumped over the fence and rushed into the sprawling 22-acre temple complex, firing indiscriminately. The identities of the attackers are not known, nor is their motive. Gujarat was the scene of widespread religious bloodshed in February when a Muslim mob set fire to a train carrying Hindu activists. In the statewide reprisal killings that followed, more than 1,000 people, mostly Muslims, died. Today's attack also comes on the same day as state assembly elections in Indian-controlled Kashmir, where militant separatists are battling to end Indian rule in the country's only Muslim-majority state. India accuses neighboring Pakistan of sponsoring the militants. India hopes a good turnout in the elections will help legitimize its rule in Kashmir. India's Deputy Prime Minister LK Advani tonight appeared to suggest that the elections are going well so far and that the attack on the temple may be linked to that success. I can only say that enemies of this country may feel that what's happening in Kashmir is strengthening India's position, Advani said, and therefore they think an incident like this attack on the temple will help their cause by creating tension. Even if no link to Pakistan and the militants is proven, today's attack on the Hindu temple will only add to Hindu-Muslim tension in Gujarat, which has been simmering since February's bloody riots. Today's attack on a soft target in Gujarat appears a deliberate attempt to fan the flames of religious hatred. Kamal Farooqi is a prominent Muslim activist.
We would wish that all those criminals should be arrested alive so that the truth can come. And we would request our brethren in the country to maintain the peace and calm. This is an attack on the country, and we all should be united on this issue.
Today's terrorist attack is the worst in India since the December attack on Parliament that left India and Pakistan on the brink of war. In May, after Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf pledged to stop the flow of militants across the border, that tension eased. But there have been fears since then that another major attack by the militants could put the two nations back on a collision course. Tonight's attack on the Swaminarayan Temple may do just that. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Indian-controlled Kashmir.